It's Atherton Jams on the phone line. The new superintendent. Last week she was assistant. She was principal. Now she's superintendent. Superintendent Laudermill, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, PA?
I'm doing awesome. Did you expect this new position so quick?
No, I did not. But I welcome the challenge, and I'm very excited. I have an amazing team, so I think it'll make the transition easier than me not knowing anyone coming in. So it's working out for us good.
So when did you officially become the superintendent?
I believe the posting came, or the announcement came out over the weekend. So Monday was my first day officially as the superintendent of Muskegon Heights Public Schools Academy.
Wow, wow. How was the first week of school?
You know what? The first week was amazing. I have some awesome building leads in each building, and it was the kids came in. They knew where to go. We got them to breakfast. The transition was really well. I got a chance to meet a lot of the students that attend our schools. Miss Johnson did a phenomenal job, and her team over at Edgewood, the energy there was so, so positive. You walk the hallways in both buildings, you hear and see teachers, you know, teaching behavior expectations, doing activities such as like learning personality traits so that they can get to know each other, understand how one another work, practicing, lining up in the hallway, doing movement activities, engaging in reading activities. The teachers have done a phenomenal job. Our building leads have done a phenomenal job of making sure their supervision and kids are going where they need to go. So it was a great week. Enrollment is up. We had about 75% of our students in school before the holiday. I know that some tend to believe that our kids don't come before the holidays, but we got to give a shout out to our parents who made sure the kids were in school. So we're looking to see the rest of the students on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, back at it, right?
Back at it.
Wow.
And we're going to kick it off with a fist bump. So if you have any alumni or community members out there, we'll be outside giving the kids a fist bump led by Flory Jackson, who is our mental health worker here.
Good.
And so we're going to, you know, just cheer the kids on and can let them know that our community supports them.
Wow. Flory Jackson. Now, he works for HealthWest or he works for the school district?
He works for our school district.
Oh, that's good. Good guy. Good guy. We had him on radio a couple months ago. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Anything else you want to share, you want to share with the community?
You know, we are looking to have volunteers, get those volunteer readers in. And if you could reach out to Mrs. Kim Purnell, who is our parent liaison / attendance person. We would like to make sure that there's opportunities for our parents to be partners. I know she's going to be doing some incentives with attendance and just doing some PBIS things here in the building. So we're going to look for some parent support, and we'll be looking for some guest speakers to come in and connect with our students about the careers and experiences they've had.
Wow. Now, have the football team kicked off this season yet?
We did kick off. The first game was yesterday, and then we have homecoming on September 12th. So our next two games will be home. Next week we'll be here at home, and the following week will be the homecoming.
All right. Lakeisha Laudermill joins us today inside the Afternoon Jams. Thank you for being available. Anything else you want to share before we go?
You know, we're just looking for our community to support. Parents, please make sure if you haven't sent your child to school, we look forward to seeing them on Tuesday morning. Our high school starts at middle school and high school starts at 8 o'clock till 3, and our elementary starts at 8:30 to 3:30.
All right. Take care. Make sure you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right, Muskegon, that was principal and superintendent now at Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Lakeisha Laudermill, talking about this week, what happened this week and next week. So sending nothing but love and peace. And we hope this momentum continues for our beloved school district. Going back to more music, this Afternoon Jam.